live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. We're going to talk about a couple of topics close to a lot of people's heart today. First, we'll talk music with Sky Daddy and Chuck Hall. They are here to preview their concert tonight, their tribute to the great Eric Clapton. It's a dinner theater, our dinner show, coming your way to the Palace Saloon in the Courthouse Square area of downtown Prescott. That is a dinner show, and it's a great buy. It's a great value. You get a terrific dinner, plus, of course, great music from Sky Daddy and Chuck. We'll talk about the details of that in just a moment. After the news with Nick, we will hear from our friend Janice Russell from the Prescott Club at Stone Ridge. They are staging a great big wedding expo. That'll be for pending brides, grooms, and their wedding parties. So some fun talk today on today's Q&A. Well, the Diamondbacks hope to keep the National League Division Series alive this evening against the Dodgers at Chase Field. We'll carry it live right here on KQ&A FM 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. The pregame show is at 6:30, the first pitch at 7:08. Zach Greinke will pitch this must-win game for the D-backs. We sure hope he lasts longer than he did in his previous start. Speaking of baseball matters, the Red Sox are out of it. The Astros beat them 5-4. Today in Boston, the Houston Astros move on to the ALCS. Also, the local chapter of the Free Wheelchair Mission, hosted by Susan and Joe Rubio, is holding a fundraiser at the club at Prescott Lakes on Thursday, October 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. That is a humanitarian, faith-based nonprofit. They have so far provided more than 1 million wheelchairs for disabled people in 93 countries. That fundraiser will feature Free Wheelchair Mission founder Don Schoendorfer, who will be my guest here on Q&A earlier that afternoon. And they will show the documentary called Because No One Should Have to Crawl. For more information, call Susan Rubio at 949-633-7894, or you can go online to freewheelchairmission.org/Prescott Miracle. We've got music on the way. Sky Daddy and Chuck are in the bullpen coming up next on Q&A. On the Talk
years,
of the Quad
College
Cities, 11:30 a.m.
Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Arizona Cardinals are back in action at University of Phoenix Stadium Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Be a part of the Red Sea for this exciting NFC matchup.
Time for the Red Sea to get nuts.
Tickets are available at the Cardinals box office, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 800-745-3000.
It is deafening at University of Phoenix Stadium.
Arizona Cardinals football. Team is what it takes.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now, that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It's always great to have a friend on the show. That's the case today with Sky Daddy Conwell. He is here with his friend and fellow musician Chuck Hall. You guys have a great reputation in town. You're going to show why. Tonight, Sky, tell us what's going on at the Palace.
Thank you, DJ. Tonight at the Palace, there's a show. We're doing paying tribute to Eric Clapton. It's a dinner theater show, $35. Gets your reservation. It gets pays for dinner and the show. Mm-hmm. There's still a few spots left, so what you should call is 928-541-1996.
And even if it does sell out, and there aren't many spaces left, even if it does sell out, it still pays to get your reservation if possible, right?
Absolutely. And if you'd call in and say, sorry, they were already booked, still show up, I would tell. I'd like to tell your listeners to show up anyway about 6:45 or so, because there's always a few tables that don't show up and mm-hmm. take their spots.
And the dinner service, I believe, starts at 5, and the showtime will be about 7:30, something like that, right?
That's correct. Yeah, they like the people to be done with their dinners before the show starts. You don't
sure.
have to be, but they
yeah.
like it. They like to plan it that way.
Chuck, welcome to the show. Tell us about some of your musical background in this area.
Well, I lived up here for about a year and a half and played everywhere I could play. Just about everywhere that would have me.
The life of a musician, right?
Pretty much. And I actually came to Prescott and played the first time in 1984, mm-hmm. which was when I had moved to Phoenix. And the Western Bar, I think it's now Whiskey Row Pub, mm-hmm. played there, played the Pinion Pines, played the Matt's Saloon.
A lot of familiar names there. Yeah,
it's getting to the point I don't remember a lot of them, but
sure.
had a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. And Sky, tell us about why you first got attracted to the music, because you were a country guy originally, right?
I grew up on country western music.
Tell us where Clapton comes into this.
Well, when I was in middle school, I used to listen to this program. I just was bored one night, and it was a Sunday night. I'm flipping the channels on my radio, and there's this music I've never heard before. It was just really the weirdest thing in the world, and it just captured my ear. It was called the Lowdown Blues. They do it every Sunday night. They're still doing it. Bob Corritore on K-Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what got me into the blues. I started really listening. Every single Sunday night, I'd just sit there glued to my radio listening to the blues. And I found out that, you know, Eric Clapton is pretty much, as my opinion is, he's the best. He's the mm-hmm. best guitar player, the blues guitar player that there is.
And he's had so many hits over the years and so many album cuts that if people hear them, they'll go, wow, why have I never heard that on radio? But a lot of great songs.
This is true.
Both well-known and kind of esoteric. So give me an idea what kinds of songs you guys are going to play tonight at the Clapton Tribute.
Well, we're taking songs from, not just blues, of course, we're taking
sure.
songs from his entire career, from way back in Cream. Mm-hmm. I don't think we did any Yardbird songs this year, but we're going to start with Cream and Blues Breakers, even.
Sure.
Yeah,
Cream
Yardbirds.
That's right. That's right.
Blues Breakers.
Yeah. And you almost have to do Derek and the Dominoes,
of course,
right?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're
going to
do the acoustic version of Alayla. And mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too much, but just every single period of his career we're going to mm-hmm. highlight. Mostly on acoustic instruments, real intimate.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we're still going to rock it up a few times, too.
And, Chuck, I understand that there's a song you guys have written for, or that Sky has written just for this show. Sky, you want to talk about that one?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it was just this last song I wrote. I wrote it about a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. and it definitely has an Eric Clapton feel, and I just decided, you know, Eric Clapton fans, I think, would dig this song, and so I think I'm going to open the show with it.
And which song you guys going to play first for us today?
Let's do Before You Accuse Me.
Okay.
This will take you back.
Yeah, I don't know that one. Let's
of course, Sky Daddy and Chuck Hall.
It's a Bo Diddley song that Eric Clapton used to do.
This is for the Eric Clapton tribute tonight at the Palace.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. They say I've been spending my money on weather. You can take your money for someone else. Well, come back, baby, and try my love just one more time. Come
baby. I'll try my love just one more time. If I don't go and quit you, baby, you know I'm gonna lose my mind.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Sky Daddy and Chuck Hall, what a great rendition.
All right.
Hey, Chuck, I know how musicians feel about their instruments. Tell us about your guitar there.
Oh, you know, that's funny. This is really not anything that special. I used to work at Fender, and they would get a lot of comparative samples from their manufacturers, and stuff would pile up in the back room, so once in a while, you go back there and offer them a few bucks, and go ahead, take that, get it out of here.
Wow.
So I probably paid $100 for this.
Oh my gosh, no kidding.
And I gotta tell you the truth, it has sat around in storage mostly since about 2005.
Isn't that something?
When I got it. And I just recently got it out and restrung it.
Yeah.
And I thought, gee, it sounds pretty good.
I'll give you $120 for it today, right now. Cash.
$120?
Yeah. And a $20 pro kit.
And a glass of rye.
There you go. What a deal. Yeah. What a deal. So, the reason I ask is because so many musicians I've talked to, they have such a relationship with their instrument. And I used to, when I lived in California, I worked for a guy. My boss was a good friend of Bob Taylor from Taylor Guitars.
Oh, yeah.
And he owned, I believe, six of them.
Wow.
And, you know, he would take tours of the factory and see them being handmade and stuff like this. Sky, describe your guitar for us.
This is a Martin. It's not the low-end Martin, but it's better. I have a high-end Martin. I actually prefer this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a duplicate of the other low-end Martin that I have. It just has a real nice earthy feel to it, and I just grow to love it. You're right. Musicians are very particular about their instruments.
When you go to a music store and you pick up a new guitar, do you know instantly that it feels right and sounds right?
You know, when I was a kid, and boy, if I'd have had any prescience about me, you know, you walk in like 1965 and there's a rack of Strats and a rack of Tellys.
Mm-hmm.
They're all brand new.
Sure.
And they're all worth $30,000 today.
Of course.
Yeah. You could pick up a guitar, you'd go through a few of them, and you'd come upon one and there'd be something about it. It would have a little sting to it.
Sure.
And it would just kind of fit right under your hands just right.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew.
You knew.
And that still holds true. And
yeah.
The difference is nowadays they're manufactured so much more meticulously, to tell you the truth. You go through the rack and you'll find a lot of them that are close, and you'll still find that one that's just like jumps out and a little light shines on you while you're playing it.
Sure.
Thing.
Yeah. Same for you, Sky?
Exactly, Seb. I couldn't say that any better.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You know what, Sky? Every time I open my paper the last few weeks and I read about community events coming up, you're performing at them.
He's everywhere.
Do you ever have any days off anymore?
Hardly ever.
Where are some of the places you performed recently? I see you in festivals and everything all the time.
Yesterday I played at the 1012 Lounge in Clarkdale. Saturday I had a triple header. I played three different places. I was at the Agua Fria Festival in Dewey.
I saw that in the paper.
Solo. And then I was at the Clarkdale Fest. They called it Clarktoberfest with my Johnny Cash tribute band. And then my rockabilly band played over in Cornville at a place called the Old Corral.
How does your voice last? And do you Do your fingers ever just get numb from a workload like that?
I don't know, and yes. I don't know how my voice lasts. I don't do any of those exercises or all those things that real singers tell me I should do. Don't do any of that. Every once in a while, I can kind of hear it in my voice.
Mm-hmm.
So not very often, though. As far as my fingers, yeah, I play so much that it hurt, but actually, I'm sadomasochist or something. I actually kind of enjoy the pain.
It's kind of it hurts so good.
Yeah, it hurts so good, indeed, to use a John Mellencamp reference there. And you know what you mentioned about voice and it hurt and the effect on your voice, things like this. Eric Clapton went through that for quite a few years, too, because if you remember back in the late 70s, he did Wonderful Tonight, of course, which became a huge hit. And then about 10 years later, he did a commercial, I believe, for Michelob Beer, and he sounded completely different. And then he did Wonderful Tonight again on Saturday Night Live in the early 90s, sounded absolutely haunting. Mm-hmm. And I wonder at that age what he was doing. Maybe he got healthy all of a sudden, but his voice changed dramatically and for the better. And I wonder how often it happens with musicians.
That's a good question. I know exactly what you're talking about because I saw that Saturday Night Live performance.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like probably the best one ever. And the Miller Lite, he did a version of After Midnight, but it's completely different.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Completely rocked it up.
And the commercial showed him walking past a music club and stuff like this at night and just fit the mood perfectly.
Yeah.
We're going to hear more from Sky Daddy and Chuck in just a moment. We're going to take a break here. I'll give you guys a minute to get ready, and we'll come back with more music from Sky Daddy and Chuck Hall on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers.
Hey.
Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right. We love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
Get high speed and big savings for the whole family. Switch to Cable One Internet. 100 megs, $55 a month, plus free installation. Real value doesn't get any better than this. Call 855-CABLE-1. Get great everyday savings and ultimate streaming with Wi-Fi One. Use your TV, tablet, and smartphone all at the same time. 100 megs, $55 a month, plus free installation. Call 855-CABLE-1 now.
Modem is required with Wi-Fi One. Annual coverage only. Restrictions apply.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood,
KQ&A.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Bradshaw Family Dental, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot, he scores!
The Arizona Coyotes are in Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. Live Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 320, and Sky Daddy just confessed something to me. The man sitting to his right is one of his idols. Explain that, Sky.
Well, when I discovered the blues, when I started listening to that blues program that we talked about earlier, I was only in middle school or high school, I think. I was in high school, actually, when I wasn't allowed to go into the bars, the clubs. So I went to the Mesa Amphitheater and saw the Arizona Blues Festival, and I was just in heaven because I just loved the music. And the headliner was Chuck Hall and the Brick Wall, his band.
Chuck was 17 then.
Of course.
I was 17. Barely.
I just went away from that concert just amazed. I bought the tape, and I listened to it all the time, and I've been a fan. I saw him a whole bunch of times there at Char's Has the Blues when I was in college.
Wow.
And I followed this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chuck, when you were a kid, who were your musical heroes?
Oh, well, that's a long story, but I'll do what I can with it. My mother's a classical pianist, so
really? Okay.
My first thing was her playing the piano, you know, Mozart, Beethoven,
sure,
et cetera. And my dad would bring home, this is in southern Louisiana, so my dad would bring home a lot of Dixieland, mm-hmm, and other, he had a great collection of Henry Mancini stuff. So
Wow. This
is what I was listening to. And then on the radio down there, on the AM radio, the stuff they played was absolutely amazing. They'd go from John Lee Hooker to Frank Sinatra. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what was coming. And I didn't know any of that. You know, I didn't know what it was called or what style or anything. It's just like a cornucopia of music.
Sure.
And so that's all in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, it's really cool to me to be doing this show with Sky because it's Eric Clapton. And obviously he was Cream. That was my first knowledge of Eric Clapton. Well, he did an interview and he says, yeah, well, we're just playing American blues. Don't you know who your blues players are, like B.B. King?
Sure.
And I went, okay, B.B. King, blues, what is this? I was about 13. And I went and bought a B.B. King record, put it on, and I go, oh my God, that's blues. Okay, mm-hmm, I know exactly. I've been hearing that all my life. I never knew what it was called. So I have Eric Clapton to thank for turning me on to B.B. King, which
sure
took me way down that road. Mm-hmm. And in 1984, not long after I'd moved here, I had the privilege of opening for B.B. King.
Oh, my heavens. Wow, how cool about that? How cool that must have been.
Celebrity theater.
Wow. Yeah. And he's a total gentleman. Mm-hmm. And he was the man. You know, it was like, I was in tears watching the show because it was so powerful.
Yeah, amazing.
And, so definitely B.B. King, Eric Clapton, of course,
sure,
Johnny Winter, Freddie King, Jimi Hendrix, Andre Segovia, George Benson, Wes Montgomery, I don't even know.
You mentioned the early days of Clapton with Cream. Wasn't it that was a Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce was
Ginger
in Cream,
Baker
right?
And Jack Bruce.
There we go. Okay. I gotta make one more comment about that, by the way, because you mentioned Henry Mancini.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people just think of his movie themes and things
right,
like this. And you're playing the blues tonight, the Peter Gunn theme. How many people know that's Henry Mancini?
I know.
Isn't that something?
My dad actually had... You remember Peter Gunn was the first detective show and they had
sure
jazz.
Yeah.
And it was Henry Mancini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he went and bought two of the records that was a compilation of all that music. Killer. I mean, it was played by the best musicians, written by an awesome composer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on the very first episode of the second season of Sopranos, they open the show with the Peter Gunn theme segueing seamlessly into the police song, Every Breath You Take.
Oh,
that's awesome.
You had
awesome
to hear it yeah to believe it.
That's
but you
awesome
guys are going to do another legendary song now, aren't you, Sky?
Yep.
Yeah, Lay Down Sally.
Okay, the stage is yours.
Nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go, but don't you make yourself at home and stay with me. Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest you in my arms. And don't you think you'll want someone to talk to. Lay down, Sally. Hey, don't need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Sun ain't nearly rise, and we still got the moon and stars above. And underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave? Late and Sally, and rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Sally, ain't no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
And in addition to that, I understand your wife's going to join you for a couple songs too, right?
I'm glad you said that. Yes, I'm so glad you said that. I would like to mention that my beautiful, beautiful, lovely wife is going to play on two songs.
Mm-hmm. Very
nice. On bass guitar. So proud of her.
Very nice. Good. Glad to hear.
We were just rehearsing today, and she sounded wonderful.
Isn't it good to hear? Yeah, the family that plays together stays together, right?
That's right.
How cool is that? Well, we look forward to you guys' performance tonight. It's at the Palace Theater. I want to remind everybody to call 928-541-1996. The ad says that dinner reservations start at 5, showtime about 7:30. This is a show you will not want to miss, Sky Daddy with Chuck Hall. And meant to ask you too about any future engagements you have coming up musically. We should know about.
Absolutely, I don't know what they are right now. I have so many of them. My website is skydaddy.net, and that'll tell you everywhere we're playing. This Friday, I think I'm with the Garbanzo Brothers at the Thumb Butte Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I am at the Alcantara Winery in Cottonwood during the day, and then in the evening, my rockabilly band is playing at Barefoot Bob's in Prescott Valley.
And Chuck, what kind of musical gigs do you have coming up?
Well, you know, he saw me as a band first, and by the way, Sky, that blows me away that you were so moved by that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mostly do a solo thing now. It's nylon string instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
That I've written about 80% of. If you want to find where I'm at, go to Facebook, Chuck Hall Music, on Facebook, Chuck Hall Music.
And we look forward to your show tonight, the Eric Clapton Tribute, this evening at the Palace Saloon. It's $35 for the dinner and the show. You better call quick because it will sell out for sure. Sky, Chuck, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Always a pleasure to have you guys on. Stay tuned. It's time for News with Nick, followed by a chat with Janice Russell from Stonebridge, the Prescott Club at Stonebridge, about a big wedding expo coming to town. Don't miss that. Nick is next with the news on KQ&A, the talk of the Quad Cities, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
I just can't sleep.
If this is your nightly battle cry, then consider this your wake-up call. Sleep Medicine Solutions understands the frustration and helpless feeling of not being able to sleep at night. But more importantly, they can help. With in-home sleep testing, they get real results in the comfort of your own bed. And if you already have a diagnosis, rest assured, Sleep Medicine Solutions LLC is also your one-stop CPAP shop. To schedule an appointment, call 379-3252 or online at sleepmedicinesolutions.net.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Get ready for hunting season and Christmas at Northern Arizona's Finest Gun Show, October 14th and 15th at the Prescott Valley Event Center. You'll get the best prices on guns and ammunition, the largest selection of hard-to-find magazines and clips, plus antique firearms and Indian artifacts. You'll even find custom laser engraving, knives, knife sharpening, and Old West memorabilia. Admission is just $8 and is good both days. Don't miss the largest gun show in Northern Arizona. It's the Western Collectibles and Firearms Gun Show at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday and Sunday, 14th and 15th.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Prescott police are looking for a man who robbed a woman at a scenic overlook at Pioneer Parkway and Williamson Valley Road. The 56-year-old Mayer resident said she was sitting in her vehicle writing in her journal when a man approached her at around 4 Friday afternoon. He asked about the nearby trail system and if it was good for mountain biking. When she got out of her car, the man grabbed her by the hair and hit her head against the vehicle. He then grabbed her wallet and took cash from it before throwing it back in the car. Prescott Deputy Police Chief Amy Bonney gives a description of the suspect.
The suspect is described as a white male, approximately 20 to 30 years of age, with a dark mustache. He was wearing a blue t-shirt, jeans, and sunglasses, and was driving a dark blue full-size single-cab pickup truck with a bicycle in the back.
Bonney says police are seeking the public's help in identifying the suspect.
And when with information, is encouraged to call Detective Jeremy Brazell at 928-777-1925. Callers who wish to remain anonymous and who want a cash reward must call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232.
The woman received minor injuries in the robbery and was treated by paramedics. The number of building permits issued in Prescott Valley last month is up slightly.
The town has issued 267 permits, including 20 for homes in the Granville subdivision, 12 in the Quailwood subdivision, 4 each in Viewpoint in Central Prescott Valley, 3 in Pronghorn Ranch, and 2 in Mingus West. A new commercial permit has been issued for a 92-unit independent living, assisted living, and memory care facility that will be known as Windsong Senior Living. This new facility will be located on Windsong Drive near the Prescott Valley Samaritan Center. In August, the town of Prescott Valley issued 265 building permits, including 43 for new single-family homes. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks have one last chance to stay alive in the National League Division Series after losing Saturday's Game 2 against the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-5. Game 3 against the Dodgers is at 6:30 tonight, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear, breezy, sunny skies in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 37 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Wednesday. 43 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 82 and a high on Wednesday of 85. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Fact. All bikes are not created equal. What's best for your Kawasaki isn't the same for your Harley, and Jesse's Pigpen knows the difference. They can help you avoid repair by just maintaining your bike. Jesse's Pigpen are proud to be a certified Harley technician, so you can trust it whether it's or you're good to go. Enjoy the ride, your ride, season after season with Jesse's Pigpen. Give him a call at 458-0456 or find him on Facebook at Jesse's Pigpen. On a steel road, I ride. listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:35. Poor Janice Russell has to follow that act, eh?
I know, right? I didn't bring my guitar.
Oh, man, we could have added a duet to it.
I know.
As great as that show is, another big show is coming your way out at the Stone Ridge. Tell us about it, Janice.
We are doing our second annual Stone Ridge Wedding Showcase on Sunday. It goes from 10 till 3. Mm-hmm. And so brides and grooms, couples of all sorts can come and check out about 25 different vendors. We have everything from DJs, photographers, florists. Elegant Brides is doing a fashion show at 1 o'clock out on the patio. Mm-hmm. So we have a great variety of things. You can kind of make all your wedding plans in one place. And it's not only for weddings. You know, if you're doing an anniversary party or you need to do a Christmas party coming up and you need a DJ mm-hmm. or you need some decoration ideas, you know, there's all kinds of ideas you can get from this for any kind of party.
It's a one-stop shopping, isn't it?
It is a one-stop shop.
For parties and celebrations and weddings.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you ever get grooms coming out by themselves just for a wedding expo?
We do. You know, obviously limited number. Usually it's more brides or couples, you know, that are coming out. So there are, you know, some same-sex couples that come and both grooms come or, you know, one of the grooms comes. So we do have a good variety of all kinds of people that mm-hmm. come through, or it's, you know, the sister and the cousin that come instead of the bride and they're just gathering information.
Mm-hmm. Or bring mom
and dad and the family. And
Dad, this is what you're paying for, so enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Dad wants to know what he's getting into mm-hmm. prior to the day. But
indeed.
But it's a great day. It goes from 10 till 3, and then we also serve brunch at the Prescott Club from 9 till 3, so you can either come and grab some brunch before the show starts or mm-hmm. during the show. We'll have tables on the patio or inside the restaurant where you can come and have brunch, and our lovely Bloody Mary bar also for $5 Bloody Mary, and you get to pick all your toppings and pick all your sauce and all of that fun stuff. So
I heard a female comic one day saying, you know, when it comes to a wedding, the bride, you know, has to choose the bridesmaids, they choose which bridesmaids' dresses, the venue for the wedding, the venue for the reception, what kinds of flowers, what kinds of cake, what kinds of entertainment, and then the groom shows up.
The groom says, okay, honey.
Okay, honey, whatever you want, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, I do, you know, and I've done weddings for 20 plus years, probably 30, but, you know, there are some, though, that I
deal... You started as a child, right?
I started as a very small child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do work with a lot of the couples that the groom manages a lot of the details. So
really?
Things have changed from years past where mm-hmm. it was all the bride and the bride's mom and they took care of everything to now that, you know, couples both work and everybody's, you know, more, I guess you could say, more equal. But they have equal roles in the wedding as mm-hmm. well, and that the groom does step up and take care of some of the details.
You know, one of the things that have changed over the years is we're getting more and more second and sometimes third weddings
absolutely.
Where there are children from the first wedding involved. Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference to a wedding planner when there are children involved on both sides?
Well, I don't know that it makes a difference. It makes it more interesting for sure, you know, mm-hmm. and a lot of times more for the person that's officiating the wedding. There's just more detail to it because a lot of times what they've incorporated now is that they will do a ceremony that marries not only the couple, but it marries the children into the family as well. So it's kind of, you know, the traditional sand ceremony where they share the two different types of sand a bride and groom traditionally would do. I just did one last month in September where they had five different sands because the bride had two children and the groom had three children. Mm-hmm. And so the whole family poured the sand into the container that they then, you know, can put on their mantle or use as a display piece, and it marries the whole family together.
Nice.
So yeah, there's a lot, and I've done a lot of second. I mean, I'm on my second too, so I know, you know, they're a little bit more laid back, not as stressful, not as nervous because they've gone through it before.
Sure.
And the second time around, sometimes they just want to do it more relaxed, more laid back.
And you've been doing these for how long, roughly?
Oh my God. DJ.
I'm really not that old.
I have been doing them for almost 30 years.
When you go to a friend's wedding or you're invited to a wedding, do you kind of take mental notes like, I wonder if we should be doing this?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you really?
I'm a foodie at heart, so I've been in the restaurant and catering business
and wedding
business all my life. So my husband loves to go out to dinner with me because I am very observant mm-hmm. and I have an eye for detail, and that's what you get from being in this business. And so you do notice and pick pick up good things and also notice things that aren't quite the way they should be done or not the way I would do them. Mm-hmm. But I try to go and have a good time and kind of let it go, but it's hard.
Now, on that point, I have to ask you this, because I used to work in a big hotel in my hometown, and a friend of mine there was the executive chef, and he said nobody would ever invite him and his wife to dinner at their homes because, well, the guy's a chef, and they figured, well, we can't possibly, you know, satisfy him, right? Do you get people who are afraid to invite you over because you're so accustomed to planning these big events out there?
No, not really. Really? I mean, my friends know me well enough, and I'm really pretty super laid back as far as food goes, mm-hmm. and things like that. And if, you know, you have good friends, you want to keep them, so you sure. don't want to say, no, I'm not going to go because it might not be up to my standard. Yeah. Well, you're not going to do that either. Mm-hmm. So, but no, I'm pretty, you know, I'm, you know, my husband is, we call him Salt and Pepper because he doesn't want to do all the chefy foodie, you know, kind of food. And so, you know, we're pretty amenable to whatever anybody puts in front of us, pretty much we'll eat it. So.
Sure. And in addition to all the vendors out at mm-hmm. the Stone Ridge for the wedding showcase, they can also talk about catering and food, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it's not just my venue. I don't make it exclusive to my venue. Mm-hmm. We've got the Hotel St. Michael. We've got the Hacienda Inn. We've got the Windmill House out in Chino that are all also participating. So it's not mm-hmm. just exclusive to my venue. So people can get a good idea because everybody's got a little bit something different to offer.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, I've got the golf course atmosphere with the nice open lawn area for ceremonies. The Hacienda has the historic factor. Then the Hotel St. Michael, same thing, that downtown feel that I can't provide.
Yeah.
So we like to offer a variety.
So how many months of the year do you host outdoor parties at Stone Ridge?
Well, it just depends on the outdoors, but we try to plan them April through October, sometimes November. Mm-hmm. But we could do them in the winter as well. If someone would want to do a tented event, we can do that on the lawn.
Oh,
we've got a
wow.
you know, 12,000 square foot event lawn
yeah.
And a stage, so mm-hmm. we can do kind of any event anytime. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what, you know, what you want to do and what you're willing to pay for in rentals. But
and also that time of year, you know, if it's not bitter cold, of course, and you have the tents out there, you can have snowfall in the surrounding mountains.
Absolutely.
And everything.
It would be,
oh,
absolutely,
my gosh.
Gorgeous.
That
yes.
would be nice. Mm-hmm. So tell us about some of the holiday events you have coming up and how you can help with those.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only the showcase this weekend, but then we are starting to gear up for the holidays. So if you still haven't, if you're out there going, oh my gosh, it's October, I haven't planned my Christmas party, my holiday party, whatever you want to call it. Your corporate celebration, if you just want to, you know, you're in a medical office and you just want to bring a group of 15 or 20 people, we have great facility for that. We can do small parties, big parties, everything in between.
Sure.
And we do have buffet and plated holiday menus that are, you know, built around the traditional turkeys and hams and things like that.
Sure.
Or if you want to do a taco bar, we'll do that too.
Yeah.
You know, that's our favorite.
Now, how long does the golf season go at the golf course?
Well, we're year-round.
You are year-round, okay.
But, you know, January this year was a little difficult. We had quite a bit of snow and yeah. cold, and it was the frost, really, that got mm-hmm. us more. But we are open year-round. The greens are in the best shape they've ever been, I think. Mm-hmm. This summer was fantastic. We got a lot of rain, but we also have great drainage. So we have beautiful greens right now, and they do a great job keeping track of that. So I also book all the golf tournaments.
Sure.
So if you're looking at the spring or you're looking at the early summer, now is the time to book those.
Yeah.
You know, but Christmas parties for sure. We're also going to be doing, last year we did this for the first time, the pick up the day before Thanksgiving and the pick up the day before Christmas, pick up your whole meal.
Oh, that's right.
And take it home, and all you have to do on Thanksgiving is reheat it and it's done.
And let all your guests say, you're such a wonderful cook.
You're such a wonderful cook, and you got to watch the whole football game because mm-hmm. you weren't in there slaving away at the stove. So we are doing those. We're also going to be doing some pickup hors d'oeuvres, platters, desserts, pies, mm-hmm. those kind of things that we'll be getting some advertising out on shortly.
You know, I would think, too, this time of year when companies are starting to look at the year-end results and things like this, and they're thinking of, you know, of holiday bonuses and the Christmas parties, how to reward their best employees and reward their top vendors, you know, or their top salespeople and their top suppliers and things, or customers, I should say. Wouldn't that be a great place to have the party to bring them all together and thank them with a nice catered dinner?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and like I said, we can do all sizes.
Sure.
You know, I've got groups of 15, I've got groups of 150 and everything in between. So we can do it for a variety of budgets and work out details, you know, to fit whichever company, you know, good results, mediocre results, we can still fit you in and, and get you a nice party.
Yeah. Of all the parties you've catered and been a part of arranging, does any particular one stand out as maybe the strangest or the most spectacular?
Well, depending on who's listening, right? No, you know, I mean, they all have their quirks. They all have their, you know, but that's what makes doing events great is because every single day.
It's never boring, is it?
No, and they're never the same. You know, you can have two weddings with the same menu, the same timeline, but you got different people every time. So people have different unique, you know, requests and, you know, but I wouldn't say anything's been terribly strange. It's just, you know, some are more stressful than others. Some are very laid back. We always, I always pick out my one Zen bride of every season of the one that, you know, just went from A to B with nothing, you know, nothing in between. And then there's those that need a little bit more handholding, need a little bit more guidance, because they've never done it before. You know, and you have to keep that when you're doing things like this and you're doing weddings, you have to keep that kind of an attitude because it could make, I could be bald right now for the stress because, you know, in my mind and in my experience, I only have one chance to do it, right?
That's a key
thing
right there.
If you're doing a company picnic or a holiday party, if I screw it up, I can fix it next time, but I can't fix your wedding.
That's right.
And then the bride and the groom will hate me for the rest of their lives and I'll be in the story the whole time. So you only have one chance to do that right. And so that's why, again, circle back to the showcase. That's why this is such a great opportunity because, you know, I've got such a great variety of good vendors and they're all very high quality, the best of the best in the area. And we all work together, a lot of us, you know, I've worked with these photographers and the florists and the DJs for sure, because they make or break the wedding because they're like their MC. So if they can keep the night rolling and everything going smoothly, everything else falls into place.
You know, when you mentioned how you only have one chance to get it right on a big day, like a wedding stuff, you know, stuff like this or a reception. I was having flashbacks because as our regular listeners know, I spent 5 years in the funeral cemetery business. And talk about having one chance to get it right. Boy, if you don't do it right, word gets out in a hurry. So that's a lot of pressure on you guys.
It is, but you know, it's good pressure in a way because, you know,
it brings out your A game, doesn't it?
Yeah, and at the end of that day, you can go home and know that you made, you know, another happy couple start their life, you know, and there's always glitches. Nobody that's planning a wedding ever thinks it's all going to go, you know, they all think, oh, it's going to start at 5. Well, no, it's not. It's going to start at like quarter after 5 or 5:30 or whenever everybody gets ready. You know, it's those things are minuscule compared to the memories that you have. You know, 10 years later when you can say, gosh, that was a great wedding. And, you know, you have those pictures. And I always tell the brides, you know, take the time on the pictures because those are your memories. And if you rush those, it shows, A, in the pictures it shows, and B, if you don't have the ones you wanted, you never can go back and get them.
So when someone comes to you who's planning a wedding for the first time, what are the most frequent questions you get?
How much is it going to cost? Is usually the very first question.
Now, who was asking that?
Well, whoever, the you know, the bride and groom, the the parents, whoever is calling, you know, is basically, are you available and how much is it going to cost? You know, and cost is, you know, it's relative. It depends on the services they want. You know, if they're going to do the full ceremony with the chair, you know, chair rentals out on the lawn and the reception with the food and the linens and, you know, everybody, again, that's why they're so unique. Everything is different, you know, so I kind of probably 90% of all the business I do is customized because it has to be. I'm not going to say it's going to cost you $92 a person and this is what you get, and if you don't want it too bad, you pay anyway. I don't do it that way. We put it together based on what the couple needs, and same thing with any other party I do. Business meeting, holiday party, whatever it might be, we take a list of all of the things that they need and then we customize it based on that.
In my hometown, there was a front page story in the local tabloid. They have a free tabloid in my hometown called the Riverfront Times, and they had a cover story where this man wanted to toast his wife on their wedding anniversary. So they went to a club, very much like yours, you know, a country club, and they brought in a special guest to entertain them that night. The special guest was Paul McCartney.
I could do that.
Isn't that
something?
Great.
Yeah.
You know what?
He's down in the valley. Why don't we bring him up?
And you can, you know, the funny thing is you can probably, a lot of people think the big stars only play big concert arenas. Oh, not true. A lot of them play private parties too, don't
sure.
they?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I've never had that kind of an experience before, but that would sure be unique.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be memorable? Mm-hmm. Talk about pictures and memories.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So what is your ideal kind of wedding, wedding or wedding reception, anything you guys plan? What's your ideal one?
Well, the one that wants to spend $1 million, I guess, could be my good answer.
If Paul McCartney's there, that'll happen.
If Paul's there, they probably pay.
In fact, it's funny you mention that because that's exactly what he charged.
Yeah,
for
I was going to say.
But all the money was donated to an animal sanctuary.
Well, that's. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. You know, I don't know if I have an ideal one. I guess one that's, again, that Zen bride that's easy to work with and the family that's easy to work with and the family that gets along.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's difficult when families are broken families and, you know, divorced families that you have a lot of drama
it can
that goes
happen.
Along with that, and keep Uncle Earl away from the bar,
of
and
course.
Keep, you know, and keep this one away from that one, and you'd run a lot of interference that way.
Sure.
But, you know, I think my ideal one is just, you know, nice people that are happy to be getting married and, you know, want to do things in a easy, timely manner and have a good time.
Sure.
You know, make it the point of it, them having a good time and not worrying about all the extraneous factors that come in.
Sure. And when again is the bridal show, or the Stone Ridge Wedding Showcase?
It is this coming Sunday.
Coming up fast.
Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
There's no admission charge. It's free admission. And one thing I forgot to mention that I'll tag here at the end is we're doing a grand prize drawing.
Oh, even better.
And the grand prize drawing is over $5,000 worth of items from some of the vendors. Haciampa has given us a $1,500 engagement party package. We're doing a over $2,000 wedding package. And then I've got like Dinner for Two is giving one of those awesome electric skillets. It can be like a skillet and a slow cooker and mm-hmm. everything. I've got a two-night stay at Red Feather Lodge up in Tucson or however you say that today. So really, you know, kind of a whole package, honeymoon, kitchen stuff, lots of Mary Kay is involved. I've got Strata Salon coming out and they're doing a package. So lots of great items, but it's worth over $5,000. All you have to do is come out and go through and talk to all the vendors, get a little sticker on your program and you're registered to enter. So.
And how can people contact you about planning a party at Stone Ridge?
775-9140 or info@prescottclubaz.com.
And that's Janice Russell. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and baseball coming your way tonight from Chase Field on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is live on KQ&A. Yeah.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling.
Quality Collision.
National Bank of Arizona.
Yavapai Bottle Gas.
Las Fuentes Resort.
Waters Garden Center.
Marquis and Yavapai Casino.
House Chilson Insurance.
The Prescott Brewing Company.
Amco.
Country Bank.
You pick it.
Sir Speedy.
And Prescott Dirt.
Game 3 of the National League Division Series, the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, live Monday at 6:30 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the Arizona Coyotes lost their home opener to the brand new expansion team, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They gave up the tying goal with less than 2 minutes to play. Then Vegas scored the game winner in OT. So, the Coyotes hope to avenge that loss in Las Vegas tomorrow for the Golden Knights' first official NHL home game. That'll be tomorrow. We'll carry that on probably KDDL if the Diamondbacks win tonight. If the Diamondbacks lose, heaven forbid, the hockey game will be on KQ&A. But in true Las Vegas fashion, the new Golden Knights uniforms are silver and gold. Join me tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning on AZTV Channel 7. I'll talk about the book Quackery, A Brief History of the Worst Cures for Everything on Sandy Moss's Sandy and Friends. Then I'm back here at 3 o'clock tomorrow to talk hopefully about another Diamondbacks game coming up with our guests, Debbie Stewart from the Senior Connection, Mary Dillinger, and John Straczynski with great news from veterans, Mary from the VA, John from the VFW. That'll be tomorrow at 3 o'clock on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.